Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to our listeners out in Miami Valley and beyond. And you know, folks, today's topic, avoid those spooky retirement mistakes. You know, we're coming off the show after we had our Halloween event this year. And you might even remember Tony and I on the show last week, we were talking about the Halloween and the Thanksgiving coming up, the fall, you know, decorations. So we've had Halloween now and kind of a fun thing. I like Tony, you know, we talked about it. We love seeing the kids and how they dress up and the creativity they use in their costumes. And it's fun to see that because every year it seems like they kind of ramp it up, you know, increase their game a little bit, but it's fun. You know, we talked about it. We enjoy handing out candy, sharing a little bit of humor with some of these kids when they come up. And so, but you know, that the topic today, you avoid these spooky retirement mistakes. So we're going to share a little bit about that today's show, but Tony, something else we've got coming up. In just a couple of days, in fact, you know, it's November 4th, buddy. We know what that is. That's election day, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, that is, you're right. That is coming up. I had forgot. It's with everything going on. I don't know how, but I'm normally on top of this type of thing. I always make sure I vote in every election. I completely forgot we had an election coming up.
Well, Kathleen, we went and voted early just because we are so busy. Yeah. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. You know, I mentioned it in the last week's show, and I'll mention it again. You know, Kathleen, you may recall, she's running for city council for Bellbrook. So
that's right. She is.
Yeah, we plan on that. The day of the actual election, we plan on being at one of the poll locations.
Sure.
You know, you have to keep a certain distance, but we want to be there representing, you know, her. We've got the golf cart that's got her signs on it. Just people last minute folks thinking about who the candidate they want to select. We thought seeing us in person might be a benefit. So we voted early and got that done. But you know, something else too, Tony, I'll share briefly. Every community has different things going on. But I know Bellbrook is where we live. Love that community. And there's a couple of things coming up on the ballot. You know, one is the levy for the combined health district, right? That's something to be considered. So you listeners out there, you know, if you haven't already taken a look, you know, go to OhioSOS, SecretaryofState.gov, and just go to your ballot. And I share that, Tony, because we went in to vote. And the thing I overlooked is there were some categories for, I think, the school board, and I had not prepared myself for the candidates. I didn't really know who to vote for.
It's always tough. The school board candidates are tough because you really have to do digging to figure out.
And we should. Yeah, we got to make sure we get the right people in these leadership roles, Tony. And the other one that came up, the library, there's a levy for the library. And I think also one important one for Bellbrook is there's a levy for the fire and the police department. I'm going to touch on that just real brief, and then we'll jump into the show. But I've attended a couple of the council meetings where Kathleen, that's the office she's seeking, and four candidates, two incumbents. So we're really hoping she has success on the election. But the thing that I learned through that one council meeting right now, Bellbrook, and this is for you listeners that live in that community, there's about $600,000 in the general fund. And each year, Tony, they're having to tap into that fund to secure the financing they need for the fire and the police department. So it's about keeping us safe. And I just math there while I was sitting in that meeting. In about 4 years, that money's gone, Tony. And so I point this out because this levy does need to pass in order for Bellbrook, because they're very frugal, Tony. They don't waste money. Very frugal, very disciplined and they're
responsible.
Yes.
Fiscally responsible.
They are. So this levy does need to pass, folks, in order to keep Bellbrook fun, keep it safe, and obviously keep our fire department intact. So just keep that in mind, but do your homework, especially on the other candidates, on the other offices, the city's school board. I wish I had been more prepared for that, but take a look at the ballot, do some homework. You still have some time. And then when you walk in there, make sure you vote for Kathleen. How's that for a little selfish plug, Tony?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're married to a candidate. It's your show. You can give her a plug. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now here's the deal, Steve. Halloween, I love it. We talked, like you said last week, about how I love it. But there are some scary things. Right? A little scary.
Tony, it is. It's not just about haunted houses give us chills. And sometimes it's the thought of retirement too, buddy. So
sure.
For these baby boomers, these Gen Xers, that workday slog may be ending soon. But lurking, this question remains, Tony. How much money do you need to retire? Are your 401ks, your IRAs, your pensions, are they alive and well? Or are we simply turning into financial zombies? So the other thing too is, when's the right time to awaken your Social Security decision, Tony? These are all very complex conversations to have. So these questions are rattle around like chains in the forgotten attic. How's that for a one-liner? So
I like that.
Yeah. So you know what, Tony, today we are going to shed some light on this, and we're going to get the cobwebs out of the corners. We're going to uncover these retirement mistakes that can really spook your golden years, my friend. And we're going to talk about how to keep your plan from becoming a cursed tale. So, you know, but I get it, Tony. I've always got to share, man. It's so much fun to have you on the show each week. And yeah, I'm seriously, brother. So welcome to today's segment.
Well, it's somewhat scary, Steve. This topic, yeah.
Yes.
It gets scary. And later in the show, folks, you want to stay tuned. Steve is going to sing the entire song Monster Mash.
Oh, my gosh.
From memory. The old Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers Monster Mash. Anyway, I'm kidding.
Wait a minute. Did you forget? I know Willie's listening. Remember on our show, when we aired the pilot of the airwaves, and we sang it that one time, right?
Yeah.
We played it once. We sang it through the second time.
Yeah.
He calls me on Monday because she is a client. She actually heard us on the radio, and she became a client because of some of the things that we talked about. But she said, Steve, and I think I shared this, Steve, I love you, man. I love working with you, but don't consider Broadway in your future career. Okay.
Yeah. She asked us never to sing on the show again, pretty much is what she was implying there.
Yeah.
So we might spare her, but for folks, Steve does have a theme song. This is what he's called.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
We are indeed friend. We are friendly indeed, Tony. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Steve? I don't know what's scarier, carving a jack-o'-lantern without a stencil or the proper tools, or carving out a retirement strategy without serious professional help like yourself. But unlike ghost stories out there, the worries around retirement are very real, and the choices people make can really echo like footsteps in a dark hallway in the future. So you don't want to make those expensive mistakes. And I'm excited to hear about some of these so we can avoid some of them and unmask some of the money myths, right?
Well, you know, Tony, all that said, when we have uncertainty and unknowns, it's always kind of a scary time. You know, people tend to, that's why people, they procrastinate, Tony. They put it off because it's just not something they're familiar with. And it is a little scary. And so sometimes it's just better to avoid it altogether. But we're going to talk about a Kiplinger article. We're not going to get through all 16 of these today, but 16 retirement mistakes you will regret forever. Yeah, but don't worry. We're going to uncover some of these treats, and we're going to talk about some of the tricks too, Tony.
Well, unwrap the first one and take it away, Steve.
Well, the first vector is relocating without a plan, Tony. You know, the sunshine and shiny beaches, well, they can all, you know, seem like fun, but it can also turn into sirens because too many retirees, they pack up and move, only to discover the dream feels more like a ghost town. So always, and we talked about that a show last year, when you're considering relocating, make sure you go down and spend a week or two before you let that be your final destination.
Yeah, you don't want the enchanted castle to turn out to be a creaky old haunted house, right?
Exactly. So the slower pace, feeling like a stranger, and the hidden cost, like, you know, flood insurance, that can all take a strain on your retirement budget. So the smarter move is, here we go, test the waters before you diving in. It even says in the article, rent first and then spend some real time in the community and see if it feels like home. Boy, I love that advice, Tony.
Yeah.
Go down there and stay for a week, a month, and then see if it's really your home, your dream home.
I would say spend, you don't have to do it all at once, but spend about 3 months down there over over a certain time period, maybe a couple of different, maybe a month at a time or a couple of weeks at a time during different seasons. And then spend at least 4 weeks in a row there, if not more, and rent a place for that time, but don't sell and don't relocate yet. See if you really like it, get to know people, get to know maybe rent in the neighborhood you're looking at buying in. Yes. Or around there, talk to people who live where you want to live. If it's a senior living community, like 55 plus community, like the Villages or somewhere down in Florida, make sure you check it out first. You know what, Steve? My wife and I actually came across something that looks awesome. And that's it's a 55 plus community. They have a couple of them now, but there's one down in Florida called Margaritaville. Have you seen the videos of these places? Mm-hmm. There are newer communities built around the Margaritaville theme for seniors. And talk about awesome looking.
I bet that's fun.
Homes, activities, the decor, pretty affordable too. I was surprised. But there are a lot of places like that that might, it looks good. It sounds good. But what would living there be like? You might want to talk to people or get a feel of it. Live in that area for a while first or rent. But you're right. Plan carefully, right? Yes. You don't want buyer's remorse. You don't want to relocate. So many people, you know, I'm from Minnesota.
Yes.
And, you know, you're from Ohio. A lot of people in our area, they relocate. They go to Florida or Arizona. I would say about half of the people I know that have relocated have moved back.
Yes.
And so that's
what they bargained for.
Yep, exactly.
So I think I love that one point here, Tony. I think it's great advice that Kip and Clear is sharing. And folks, we're not going to get through all 16 of these. So just know this, if you'd like this full article, just give us a call, email us, and we'll be happy to drop this article, the full content of the article into an email to you. So, you know, the next phantom is falling. Here we go, Tony. Too good to be true offer. So let's face it, retirees, buddy, you're targeted by scammers out here. And buddy, they're getting smarter and better every day. So they're promising these spectacular returns, or worse than that, we're now hearing that do this plan and you won't pay any income tax, Tony. So just be careful, folks, because, you know, it's always important to ask questions before you make any quick decisions. Make sure you're very familiar with this concept. I'm not saying all opportunities are bad ones, Tony, but there is a lot of people out here scamming those folks that are preparing for retirement. Why? Because they know that's where the money is. And they make these things seem really good. But when it's too good to be true, do your homework, folks, and avoid those things like they are the plague, because it can really wreck your retirement.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody demands money fast or pressures you for personal info, that's a big red flag glowing with danger, right?
Well, the warning signs are clear, Tony. Guarantees that sound supernatural. Or here's the other one, Tony. If they discourage you from seeking advice, that's a red, major red flag. In fact, Tony, over the years, I've actually encouraged, because I work with older people, I've actually encouraged them. Folks, if you want to get a family member involved or bring someone in that wants to sit with you as we go through this conversation, I encourage that. Tony, that alone, it gives me a lot of credibility, because some of these people have shared with me that they wanted to bring another person in to kind of get a second opinion with them as we're going through the plan. They were kind of warned not to do so. That's a flag right there. So I encourage it, folks, if you're going to do this, go get some separate advice, get another opinion before you make any decisions like this. You got to make sure that person you're talking to can be trusted, and they are going to make your recommendations in your best interest.
There you go. I think that makes perfect sense. So if somebody comes along and is a so-called financial professional, I can guarantee you 14% return. Run. Nobody can guarantee those kinds of returns. I mean, you know, there are different opportunities here and there, but if they tell you they can guarantee a certain return that sounds too good to be true, it most likely is. And work with a fiduciary who's licensed, someone like Steve here and the team you have there. It's so important. The golden opportunity might just be fool's gold and a curse on your savings, right?
Well, and you know, Tony, several years ago, this was kind of a turning point for me in my career. My background when I started 30 years ago, I did a lot of work in the 401k market. And I was an advisor consulting with corporations about improving their 401k. And interesting enough, I had a situation come up. One of my clients up in Urbana, he was a business owner. He came to me with an issue regarding his aunt. And he said, Steve, she's been very private in her financial matters, but some things are happening and they're not returning their phone calls. So he brings me the documents on these transactions. And immediately I said, you know, Tim, I said, we've got a concern here because there's two companies involved. These are two limited partnerships. This lady was 76 years old, Tony. And this was a turning point for me in my career. And I'll explain that in a minute. But anyway, there was two partnerships. And this lady had made out two separate checks for the investments. And it was her life savings, Tony. And the thing I noticed right away is the trustee or the custodian, whatever you want to call it, was in Phoenix. Now, one company was in San Diego. One was in Atlanta, Georgia. The guy was telling her, man, you can't lose your money. Population's aging. We're filling up these nursing homes and these assisted living as fast as you get them built. This is a sound investment. We're going to use your money. You know, we're going to pay you 10%, 12, whatever it was. And then when it matures in 7 years, you'll get your principal back. So he made it sound too good to be true. And logically, yeah, it made sense. We are aging. And yes, we are seeing a lot of assisted livings go up in nursing homes. But point of it was she stopped getting her money monthly. And then they wouldn't return her phone calls.
Oh,
and that's when she got her, you know, her nephew involved, who is my client. And when I was walking through this with him, I said, we got a problem here. Mm-hmm. One person signed both checks for both companies. And it was the same last name as the principal of the firm in San Diego. Long story short, Tony, she lost almost $500,000. That was her life savings.
Like a Ponzi scheme.
It was almost a Ponzi scheme. Yeah. So, but again, it sounds too good to be true. You know, it logically made sense. We're aging. And yes, we're using your investments to build these facilities. We're profitable and you'll get your money back. Well, folks, just, you know, beware. They're out there. They're still out there. Take your time, do your homework, and don't jump into thing, you know, too quick. Okay.
Yep. So what's something else out there that we need to be looking out for?
Well, the other lurking phantom is assuming you're going to work forever, Tony. You know, surveys show that nearly 4 in 10 people, they expect to retire at 70 or later.
Yeah. You know,
but here, Tony, here it is. Health issues, layoffs. We're having that happen right now in Miami Valley. A lot of layoffs. Yeah. Outdated skills. Boy, that can sure slam a coffin lid on your long-term plans. You may think you've got another 6-7 years to work, and yeah, you want to pay your mortgage off, whatever that may be. Things change, Tony.
Yep.
And you just have to be prepared for those things when they happen and make sure.
Yeah, I mean, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst, as you always say, right? Exactly. And I think you make a great point there. Obviously, actually, I'm guilty of this. You know, I say I'm going to do this as long as my voice holds out. If I mean, I plan on still doing this at 70. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to be doing the show with you when I'm 70, Steve. You'll probably want to be long retired, but I'm going to make you take your USB mic and your computer wherever you go. You'll be on a beach somewhere doing the show each week with me. But I plan on doing this until I'm 70. That would be my goal. However, that's what I think I can do. I'm not necessarily doing it because I would have to, but that's what I want to do. But the old saying, man plans, God laughs, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't control necessarily when you retire. It's nice if you can, you have to plan on it and plan for a certain time, but you want to also be realistic as far as health. And you're right, layoffs, your skills, work until I drop isn't a plan, right? That's not a plan.
No, it's not, Tony. You know what? You get an extra mint candy bar for that one, my friend. Okay. So a better approach to save early and often, you know, in fact, you recall the show we did last fall.
Yeah.
We talked about 10 years out from retirement. There's even a checklist. You need to do these things. 5 years out, do these things.
Yep.
1 year out, do these things. So folks, take the time to do that. And that takes into account sometimes when you have these unexpected events occur, you're kind of already prepared for it because you already started putting the plan together. So we encourage that.
And you've been saving, right? I mean,
yes,
it's like Chicago politics. I love the phrase vote early, vote often. And that applies here. Save early, save often, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's the key to success right there, Tony. Yeah,
and that makes sense. And a career may end unexpectedly, but a solid savings are, it's like garlic against a financial vampire, right? You've got money saved up to deal with it, and you have a plan in place working with a financial pro like yourself.
Well, and Tony, that's just it. Procrastination, here we go, is one of the most dangerous ghouls of the day, Tony. Delaying too long, and then the math becomes terrifying. We see people do that. They don't start early enough. They realize it later. They should have started earlier. So guess what they do? They take a lot more risk than they should, trying to, you know, play catch up. And that leads itself to more terrifying results too, Tony. So start saving at 25. You might only need to put $200 or $300 a month in order to have that $1 million nest egg, Tony. So, but if you wait until you're 50, then you got to put $3,000 a month to get the same result, Tony. So if you start, it's that time value money calculation, you know, start early, start with a little bit. That in itself is going to lead to a big mountain one day of cash available for your retirement.
Yeah. And that's scary. So what's the antidote for that?
Well, it's real simple. Start early, let compounding work its magic, Tony. It's one of the most powerful spells in finance.
You're talking about compounding interest on your investments.
Yes. In fact, there's a rule called Rule 72, right? If you take your rate of return, and this is for all savers, if you take your rate of return, say you're getting 2%, you know, you want your money safe in the bank, fine. But divide that to 72. It's going to take 36 years for that money to double, right? So let's take 72 and take 8%. Where it's now you're investing in equities, the S&P, whatever, then it takes 9 years for that money to double. Wow. So that's that time value money. So the whole, that's why when we shared a moment ago, if you start at 25, $300 a month will equal, that's $1 million. If you wait till you're, you know, 55 or 50, that you got to put 3,000 in a month to have the same result in the same timeline. So start early, let the time value money compound interest work in your, you know, benefit. But here's the other one, Tony, Social Security. Boy, that's another cursed crossroad. You know, we talked about it on previous shows. Yeah, you can claim your income at 62, but you're going to lock in a lifetime reduction in your benefit for the rest of your life. And not only that, if you have a spouse, if you lock in a lower amount, you've also locked in a lower survivor benefit for them should you predecease them, you know, first. So there's just all these things need to be considered. And, you know, and we've got a report, Tony, we've referred to it before, the Social Security Maximization Report. We look at all the variables. We look at other income sources. We look at your age. We look at your health. And what about longevity, Tony? Do you have longevity? Do you have genes that provide you maybe a longer than average lifestyle? All those things have to be considered because it comes down to this. How long are you going to receive the check? How much is the check going to pay you each month? Those are the two things that have to be considered before you make the right Social Security, the claiming strategy.
Right. And that's really good. I think it's the trick is patience. That's always the trick, right? And the treat is a larger check. Sometimes emotions get in the way and we might not have the patience. And that's why we work with someone like yourself, Steve. You have patience and you have the know-how. You go through this every day, where most of us are only going to go through this retirement process once in our lives, right?
Well, it's like, you know, they even reference it like carving a pumpkin, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, if you're carving the pumpkin, you do it too early. See, once it's done, you're stuck with the result. And Tony, that's true in a lot of your other financial decisions. Once you make the choice, it may be you're stuck. So you know, the point we're trying to make here is if you wait till 70, your benefit is going to increase 8% a year. And we all, maybe people, they're aware of that formula. If you defer it till, you know, 70, you're going to get a guaranteed 8% per year for your full retirement benefit. And again, that factors into providing more income for you, more income for possibly a spousal benefit, survivor benefit. But here's the thing, Tony, I went back to what I said a minute ago. If your health is not good and you don't have genes for longevity, is waiting until 70 the right thing to do if your life expectancy is 74, maybe 76? It goes back to what I said earlier. How much does it check? How long will you get it? And that report that we prepare, Tony, it takes into account all those scenarios. How do you optimize it to get the maximum benefit? We also look at what happens if you file early. What happens if you file at full retirement age? What happens if you file at age 70. We use a calculation showing all those results. So now you're more informed about what is going to be the right thing to do for you.
Yeah, and that's so important again. So I really think in wrapping up the show today, the time flies by. We've only got a minute left. So let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Steve, and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to make sure they've got the proper plan in place so they can avoid spooky retirement mistakes.
Folks, reach out to us. You know, tell me, we only got into 1.5 segments of our show today, but folks, there's a lot more material here. If you'd like to get it, just let us know, but give us a call, 937-667-6500. That's 667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. There's a link right on the main page. Get on our calendar for a quick phone call. Better yet, come and see us in person. We have an office in Beaver Creek at the Beaver Creek Chamber of Commerce, and we also have an office in Troy, Ohio. So conveniently located for our listeners in the Miami Valley. Reach out to us. Tony, here it is. I'm going to say it again. No strings attached, no cost, no obligation. Come see us, talk to us, and see if we can give any guidance to help you make better financial decisions.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Steve. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.